Welcome, and thank you for standing by. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode until the question-and-answer period. If you would like to ask a question at that time, please press star then one. Today's conference is being recorded. If you have any objections, you may disconnect at this time. Now I'd like to turn over the meeting to Glenda Cummings. You may begin.
Hello to all, and thank you for joining us today. As she said, I'm Glenda Cummings. I'm the Worldwide Product Manager for the Z-Secure Suite. And with me today also is Bob McCormick, currently a developer on the Z-Secure team with a strong background in ZVM, and having previously worked on RACF, ZVM, High-Level Assembler, Ditto, and other ZVM products. Bob will be taking the technical portion of this presentation. So let's move to the next slide. We're going to review the Security Manager for RACF ZVM offering and what and how it can help you in your environment. We'll also touch on the newly announced Z Enterprise and how Z Secure Manager for RACF ZVM offering will provide value and purpose in this new environment. So you can see the agenda and the things that we have to cover, so let's get started. Let's go to the next slide. ZVM supports one of the world's leading open-source operating systems, which is Linux, on the mainframe. Within the VM environment, Linux images benefit from the ability to share hardware and software resources and use internal high-speed communications while benefiting from the reliability, availability, and serviceability of IBM System Z servers. ZVM 5.4 and ZVM 6.1 offer ideal platforms for consolidating select Unix, Windows, and Linux workloads on a single physical server, which allows you to run hundreds of thousands of Linux images. Keeping this in mind, security for ZVM is an important factor and its success as well. Just like the ZOS environment, you need to be able to secure the assets, and most definitely be able to audit the environment, security, and activity that goes on in these possibly hundreds of thousands of Z Linux environments, as well as in the ZVM environment itself. Let's go to the next slide. Now, IBM has been recognized by many analysts and organizations, and on this slide you'll just see a few comments from them. As a company that we truly believe in security, we invest greatly in ensuring that the environment, no matter which platform, whether it's ZOS, ZVM, Unix System Services, Linux on System Z, and basically every distributed platform, as well as providing it with security. The industry and the customer and customers are recognizing IBM's distinct position as the only security vendor in the market with a complete coverage of the security foundation. Now, just recently, IBM was named Best Security Company by the SE Magazine, and you can see that over on the bottom right-hand corner, and if you would like to get a hold of that and read the article that accompanies that award. Now, let's go to the next slide. Now, just an example of our security commitment, our IBM security commitment, you can see from this slide just an inkling of our investments worldwide, from development sites, from research sites, and plus over 3,000 security and risk management patents that we have, and many that we are working on right now. So let's go to the next slide, and that's due to the introduction of the Z-Secure Manager for ZVM 111. Now, the key pressures of ZVM environment actually boil down to three areas: increasing requirements, volumes of regulations. They're everywhere and come about through governmental pressures like HIPAA and SOX, or in Europe with similar financial regulations and privacy acts, worldwide. Compliance can also be an internal pressure with internal regulations requiring systems compliance and process compliance. Auditor in a box to demonstrate compliance is what customers are looking for. Complexity is one of the other key pressures. It's growing exponentially, and today's more complex applications and moves toward service-oriented architecture take operations management to a new level of complexity. Multiple environments to be able to provide security and auditing and administration of security across those multiple type of environments. One of the other pressures is the cost pressures continue to mount. Do more with less, and we've been hearing that for years, yet in the face of the growing complexity and the requirements for change and the need for compliance operations, budgets have had to grow at the expense of sometimes the development budgets. Costs for compliance have increased sometimes threefold. Getting costs under control is actually paramount in moving forward in any environment. We announced a new version of Z-Secure Manager for RACF ZVM. That would be version 1.11. And we announced it earlier in July this year. So keeping in mind the three key pressures, I'm going to turn over to Bob now so that he can provide you with further and more in-depth coverage of the new Z-Secure Manager for RACF ZVM product and the new release itself. Bob?
Thank you, Glenda, and good morning or good evening, depending on where you are. The agenda, as seen on slide 6, will show you the points we're going through in this discussion. I'd like you to turn to slide 7 now for the product overview, please. I'd like to go through some of the points on this particular slide. The first one I'd talk about is ensuring compliance with security policy and regulatory requirements. Maybe as an IT manager, you need to have proof that certain things are met in IT governance. Z-Secure Manager for RACF ZVM does provide you with that information in the form of reports, both dynamic and periodically. It can and does monitor audit security incidents. An example here would be some people trying to link to VM mini disks where they shouldn't and have to be stopped by design or by accident, who knows. We can extend the monitoring to cover the whole gamut of the time frame for the day. We could, for example, at the end of a day produce a report or cause a report to be triggered so that all the security incidents or any audit concerns for that day are reported on, and that report is then delivered to the responsible person in a timely manner for next morning to be reviewed. We extend auditing now for Linux systems. I'll talk more about this later. But as you're well aware, that Z Linux is very common under VM these days. Overhead. We all want to save money, and overheads do cost. So in order to perform these audit and compliance tasks, with Z Secure Manager for RACF, it's a lot simpler because we use menus and pre-canned reports to produce the information you require. Also, it covers quite a large range that some people may not think about or have exposure to, so the gamut and the range is quite comprehensive. And again, you run them at a time that best suits you. And of course, the main one, as Glenda mentioned earlier, that does improve the integrity of your ZVM system, especially if you have a large number of guests, most probably Z Linux. You want to ensure that there's no cross-pollution between these guests, so they do not have the ability to see each other's data. And again, easily to administer users with the menu system under CMS using ISPF. It's quite a simple matter to go in and make the changes. And again, it does cost less because you don't need, it saves time and you don't need the same highly trained personnel to do this work, i.e. you need less training. If we'd like to move on to the next slide, which is slide 8, again under product overview, this product is now available on the existing and supported releases of ZVM 5.3, 5.4 and 6.1. And I do note there that ZVM 6.1 can only run on a Z10 processor, whereas the others can run on any currently supported Z-series processors. Just as an aside, it takes usually less than a day to install this product. It's a fairly straightforward VM SES/E installation, and then the customization is not very onerous, and with a reasonably skilled VM system programmer, you should have it up and running by the end of the day to make some either very simple analysis or make a start on how you wish to implement the product in your system. We'll move on to slide 9 now, please. One feature I particularly like about Zsecure is its ability to provide the user with information on what they're doing so it can help them overcome problems without going to a help desk or referring to manuals. This particular snapshot here on slide 9 shows a screenshot of the main menu, Help. So there's a wealth of information there, and really it's a little bit more than help. It's quite a mini tutorial in some regards. It gives you a very quick take-up of what you want to do. The options are reasonably easy to understand, and most tabbed positions do have a PF1 key for help. So we'll now move on to slide 10. Again, still under product overview. We found from customer requirements that we needed to change the way in which Zsecure Manager for RACF handled the actual RACF database. As you'll see on this slide 10 previously, we took a copy of the RACF database and placed it on a CMS mini disk. In this particular case, the RACF database resided on a OS formatted disk. With this new release of Zsecure Manager for RACF, we now can read the RACF database directly from the OS formatted disk. This saves time, it's quicker, very efficient in fact, and I should note that those sites that take delivery of new ZVM systems via the system delivery option, which is quite common, somewhat akin to the ZOS CBPDO, the RACF database comes on a OS formatted disk. One additional feature of this, of course, is if you are on a site where you both have ZOS and ZVM, you could possibly share this RACF database across both systems. Moving on to the next slide now, slide 11. What does Zsecure Manager for RACF do for you? Well, one thing it does is save you time. It makes the handling of complex, time-consuming tasks simple. You can imagine on the first thing on a Monday morning, as an IT manager, you don't want your highest paid technical resource, your systems programmer, sitting down for 2 hours handling queries about getting user IDs which were revoked, resumed, or changing names. Rather, you want to have a simple email, possibly, to a system administrator, a lesser trained, less qualified, and less expensive person to handle all this using Zsecure. And once the person is quite knowledgeable in using Zsecure, they can identify and prevent problems in RACF. Another feature is in the case where you're having various RACF databases you wish to merge together, you may have more than one VM system with separate RACF databases, you can compare them and then create commands to move the changes from one RACF database to another. And of course, as you can see, if you've got a reasonably large RACF database, this can save you some time. And audit reports, again, with the options available to us, you can modify them to put certain filters on them, and you can customize them to reduce the reports you require. And most importantly, it does support VM. When I say support ZVM, I mean in terms of the particular features that you would find in a RACF database under ZVM, such as switches, VMLANs, VM mini disks, VM commands, those features that are unique to ZVM. So they can be looked at, reported on, changed. Moving on to slide number 12 now, please. How can we use this product? And I suppose in this case, we'll be addressing the IT manager in this regard. One thing, of course, is how you manage your security under ZVM. And do you use your system program, as mentioned before, a reasonably expensive resource, or do you delegate it to a lesser paid person, such as a system administrator or possibly the IT manager, PA, etc.? And they would be able to carry out the functions of a security administrator. Alternatively, if it is a large site, there may be a dedicated person tasked to handle security across the whole corporate system. Thing to note here is it's those amongst us that are familiar with issuing RACF commands. Sometimes you can make a typo and the command goes awry, wrong spelling, etc. But here with ZVM, it's a lot simpler. The number of errors are reduced. So again, it improves the productivity. I make the note here on slide 12 that we use it to meet compliance initiatives. Glenda mentioned in part the SOX that's available, in force in the US. But other jurisdictions have similar legislation, either operational or in plan. So again, it gives a tool to the IT manager for his ZVM system, proving that he has met the IT governance requirements for his company. Again, the auditing component is very strong. We can analyze and report on security concerns. One example here would be after the product, ZVM has been installed, some people tend to forget to change the IBM user password and leave it at its default value. This is the particular user that is used to install RACF, so this would be very helpful to stop a hole in the system if somebody knew the default password for IBM user. Again, these are reported on at various priority levels. And once the system administrator has become familiar with ZSecure Manager for RACF, he'd be able to make customized reports that are more particular to his organization rather than use the pre-canned reports. Again, this is not very hard. We're using a reporting language within the product, which is quite easy to learn, and it's very functional. And for those amongst us that know SMF, under ZVM, the SMF that is kept is mostly relating to security records by RACF. And again, we can analyze these with ZSecure to see any untoward events or just to report on the SMF data in a more, tidier fashion than possibly some of the RACF utilities. I quite like them. In fact, you can customize them to put the report title with your company name, date, and you can filter by date, etc. So if you'd like to move to slide 13 now, please. As some of you may be aware, we have a companion product that runs on ZDOS, and over time we've incorporated some of the features of our ZDOS product into this new release of ZSecure Manager for RACF under VM. So we've managed to take the last three releases and put in some additional features. We now recognize and can report on extended attribute volumes. For those knowledgeable in VM, that means we can report up to 64K cylinders. We can look at the various application segments under RACF, under VM, of which there's really only one, which is OVM. So we could filter things out that we don't want to look at. Again, you'll notice I use terms like RA.D, .G, .R, and .U. These are menu options that cover the particular descriptions, D for data set, G for group, R for resource, and U for user. When you get into the main menu, they're quite self-explanatory. I would note here that the one for D, the data set, is not really relevant to VM. We've left it there for the moment in case you wish to look at data sets under, if you have a shared RACF database. But we do make the point that if you're going to look at ZOS RACF assets, it's best to use the ZOS product itself. And the next bullet is we find profiles with empty access lists for the resource. Another feature which is nice, if you've got a group and you wish to add users to the group, rather than add it one at a time, one of the features is you could display the group and then issue a CO command and then type in up to 10 user IDs, so you could join 10 users at once. Under the covers, of course, it would generate the individual RACF commands, but it's a nice time-saving feature. Same with PE, which stands for permits. The selection and creation date. So one of the options on a menu is to select by creation date for the resource. On the access control list display for the resource, we can have various descriptions of the groups that they're in. And again, installation data is shifted to the right. Of course, installation data is a fairly large field. Sometimes it's used, sometimes it's not. But again, page right and you would see it. And if you want to look at the connected user list and see which default group is, that's available now. And again, the sort command is available, so we can sort the display into the columns we wish. And the last bullet is, again, when we assign priorities to various audit concerns, we rate them from informational to warning to serious, so we can suppress those ones which are minor, i.e. they have a audit priority less than 10, so they don't produce noise to clutter the report, so you can concentrate on any serious items that turn up. So if we'd like to move on to slide 14 now, please. This has been added in this version to support Zed Linux guests. What it does is basically allow us to look at audit information being generated by a Zed Linux guest under ZVM. The way it works is the end result is a SMF generated record, which we call an 83-4. So on the Zed Linux guest, we have the audit feature has been enabled, and we've installed a remote audit plugin. When the person using that Zed Linux system creates an audit event, that information is sent to an LDAP server running under ZVM. The back end of the LDAP server is, in this case, the RACF security server. And when this information flows through to it, it will write an SMF record. On the slide in front of you, you'll see various records that have been stored in the SMF data set under ZVM by an action on a Zed Linux guest, such as shutdown and the user logging in. Quite a useful feature, and especially if you're trying to control a reasonably large number of Zed Linux guests. What happens here is you've got this SMF data. You can either use a pre-canned report, or alternatively, you can customize it to individual Linux guests. So you can keep tabs on any particular guest you want to look at. But again, the plugin would need to be installed on the Zed Linux guest, and the plugin is free, and it's available from the web at any point. And there is a red book available showing you how to do it, and has been around for at least a year or so now. If we turn to slide 15 now, please. Under features, what we've done in this release is we have a process within Zed Secure Manager for RACF where we can collect quite a large piece of information into a file we call CK Freeze. This information covers anything from the RSCS node name to the system name to all the mini disks, all the users, and also the actual physical DASDI or disks, mini disks themselves. And it's collected into this file, and then we can use Zed Secure Manager for RACF to report upon it in relation to what it holds in the RACF database. This particular slide is talking about a method of automating this, so this information can be captured and recorded on a periodic basis. So this, if you will, sort of a fairly rich information capture of your ZVM system at a particular point in time in relation to its hardware, the users on the system, sorry, the users that are defined on the system from the VM directory. So what happens is you would have in the profile exec of this particular user that you're going to use, and when it gets auto-logged, it will invoke a particular function called CKVE-col, which will in turn run the program to collect all the information and write it to a CK freeze file. It can also produce a sysprint report as well, so you can also have a hard copy of what you've done. And then I make a note at the bottom that the archiving of this information is the customer's responsibility. So if you have an archiving tool, you could archive to disk or to tape. And then you could recover back at some other point in time and use that as your input for various reports within Zed Secure. So if we'd like to move to slide 16, go into a little bit more detail on this collect function. We have a slide here which sort of gives a graphical representation of the inputs and outputs. So from a VM point of view, we've got the VM directory file or CP directory file, depending on how you wish to call it, which contains all the user IDs, their privileges, their mini disks. When the collect function is running, it will issue various CP commands to collect information about the physical assets, such as Q, DASDI, etc. And the input parameters mentioned there are things like we wish to have a report on the directory file, or we have a report on the configuration. We have various debug parameters that may be put in as well. We can restrict it to one user ID. A range of input parameters are available, and they are listed and shown inside the user's reference. The output, as previously mentioned, is the CK freeze file, which is a CMS file, and a sysprint file, which is human readable. And again, it's best to automate this and collect this on a periodic basis. So if we turn to slide 17 now, on this slide 17, I have a quick snapshot of a portion of the sysprint report that comes out from the collect function. So you'll see there on the configuration collect log, we have the version number of the product that's being used. We have a note that it said there's no customer site specific name. One feature of Zed Secure Manager for RACF is we can customize it so that you could produce on your sysprint report the name of your company. It's not a very complicated process, and it's documented in the user's guide. And then if we look at the message CKV0191, it tells us what level of VM we're running, which user ID, which system, and which RSCS node we used. Also noted that in order to get the best effect for this particular collect function, the user ID being used really needs to have privilege class B and privilege class E. So again, we keep this data and we can report on it down the track. So if you'd like to move to slide 18, please. We talked about reporting in the previous slides. Here is a snapshot of a report panel and the selections from that panel. I'd make the point that you can use the pre-canned reports or you can customize it, and I'll talk a bit more about that later. But it is a major feature. Zsecure Manager for RACEV has a very strong reporting function, and that's one of its strong assets, really. Going down, there's a range here. I would talk about a few of them. Option G, which is the bottom one, compare users. Often, if you are the sys administrator and you receive a complaint from a user that he can't do something that a colleague of his can do, and why is that so? So in this case, it would be quite simple for the system administrator to compare the two user IDs and look at the difference. Those of you that have used native RACEV commands would do a list user for both of them and trying to sort out which is which. That display can be a little bit messy, but if you do it within Zsecure Manager for RACEV, it's a lot cleaner and a lot neater. Again, you'll notice some of the reports there are for data sets, and we do stress that really should be used on the ZOS, not on the ZVM. But it's available if you do have a shared RACEV database. Okay, moving on to slide 19 now, please. We talked about auditing and priorities in previous slides. Here is a snapshot of running an audit concerns report. You'll see on this little black box here, it lists about five entries, and it lists it in priority order. Everything above priority 10 is a warning or serious. Everything below priority 10 is minor or housekeeping. I think the first one is with a priority 30 is very interesting. It says that you have too many password violations allowed. Some companies restrict you to 3 attempts, some to 5. In this particular case, obviously, it was a lot more than 5. So if you were the IT manager, you would look at your IT security rules and stress to your system programmer that he should change RACEV to permit the required amount, not the default amount. Moving down to priority 15, you can see here that it's determined that users can use the same passwords over and again. Again, that shouldn't happen. We're all creatures of habit, and we all tend to write our passwords in down on places we shouldn't, you know, telephone screens, pieces of paper, sticky notes, etc. So again, restricting the use of the same password is very, very strongly emphasized not to be done. But there's a whole range, and again, you'll be able to get help panels to show you what they all mean as well. But the thing to note there is the priority. So if I was an IT manager, I would want to see this report initially on a daily basis till all the priorities were below 10, and then reduce it to a weekly basis to ensure no priorities greater or equal to 10 are present on my system. It does give you peace of mind. If we'd like to move on to the next slide, which is slide 20. Slide 20 is a sort of global view of the product. Again, Zsecure Manager for RACEV is run from CMS. It can be run in a standalone function, but to gain the most value and full functionality, it should be run under ISPF. The inputs, of course, would be it would be either invoked from an ISPF panel option, or you could invoke it from a Rex exec, which would bring into you, put you into ISPF and then into the Zsecure main menu. Has installation options, so you can customize it to suit various groups of people. Again, please remember that this no way overcomes or bypasses your existing RACF security. If RACF does not permit you to do something, Zsecure will not overwrite that. It will only function as per the requirements set within RACF. So we have installation options as an input file. We have customized command library. These are the pre-CAN reports, and I'll talk more about that later. We have all our panels, skeletons and messages, and those familiar with ISPF would know what they are. Panels is the most obvious one, of course, and there's quite a lot of those. The output, it can produce sysprint output. It can produce command output, i.e. you make a change to a user ID. For example, say if you've got one of your users recently married and they need a name change, you would display that user and then you would type in her new name over her old name. Zsecure would detect this and generate the relevant RACF command to be issued and store it in the command file, and then you could submit the command file. The inputs into Zsecure would be, of course, the RACF database. We can produce an unloaded copy of the RACF database, which can be reported on, or you may wish to save it and compare it against the RACF database at a later period to determine changes, if you so will. The CK freeze file produced by the collect function is also input as well. And, of course, the SMF data residing on ZVM as an input as well. And on this particular display, we call a thing called CKR Carla. With our product under ZVM, we have all the executables in terms of compiled programs residing in one load library, and that is called CKR Carla. And most of the programs are invoked directly from within ISPF to call themselves. So if we'd like to move to slide 21. Slide 21 talks about a thing called Carla. And for those who have used Zsecure in the past, either on ZVM or ZOS, would be familiar with this. Essentially, Carla is a report language. It's very easy to learn. I think after a day's training, you would be able to produce most admin and audit reports in a customized way for your site. It's not very complicated, it's just a report language. You're reporting on your input data, both by filtering it, giving it titles, producing summaries, and different fields in the columns. I like to think of it, and if you'll pardon me for saying this, it's just a modern version of RPG without the complexity and the style sheets. Now, you can do this from the screens using ISPF in that when you request a report from a menu, behind the scenes the Carla is generated and run, and then you can access the sysprint output to see what the output is. Alternatively, once you become familiar with Carla, you can create a Carla script and store it in a sysin file under CMS, and then you could invoke the CKR Carla load library, the CKR Carla program from the load library within a Rex exec. So in this particular case, you don't need to be running an ISPF. And the beauty of this, of course, is you can have your customized reports placed in sysin. You can have an exec that you can invoke to produce the reports, and they would produce the sysprint file for review. And, of course, once you've got that capability, you can then have it automated by having the user auto-logged and producing the reports you want at the period you require. And I should note that even if you've got a very large RACF database, ZCQ is very quick. It's assembler programs and using channel programs for access, and it's very nippy indeed. If I'd like to move to handing control back over to Glinda now, please.
Thank you, Bob. Earlier this month, we introduced, or IBM introduced, the IBM Z Enterprise System. Now, the IBM Z Enterprise System is expanding the economy of server consolidation and IT optimization with ZVM and Linux involved in that optimization. Now, consolidation of distributed servers into a single enterprise, Z Enterprise 196 or Z196 server, can result in several type of savings, and 80% tested that to 80% of reduction in energy costs, up to 70% reduction in labor costs, and up to about 90% reduction in software costs. And remember that do more with less. Linux and ZVM on IBM Z Enterprise, the 196, Z extends its industry leadership in a large scale, both cost-efficient and virtual server hosting for server and application consolidation, and, of course, IT optimization. Well, Linux and ZVM continue to deliver unique business values that can exist on the system Z architecture, and some of the Linux benefits some of the benefits for having Linux on the IBM and ZVM on the IBM Z Enterprise system could include things such as, well, improved consolidation capabilities, which would improve total system capacity with up to about 80 user configurable cores. Quad-core 5.2 gigahertz processor chip designed to improve Java and processor-intensive workloads, as well as increased internal networks or hyper sockets. Now, one of the other benefits is to improve the quality of service, concurrent add and delete of I.O., redundant array of independent memory, and then hyper socket network traffic analyzer are just some of the few under that category. Well, unified management of virtualization environments is also one of the capabilities. So where does Z Secure Manager for RACF ZVM fit in? Well, simply the things that you've heard Bob talk about and the things we've already discussed, reducing the complexity of auditing and reporting and monitoring across ZVM and Linux on System Z, providing Carla to create simple reports from complex data, and reducing the cost as well as the error ratio for user administration. And being able to do this across a vast array of environments in the Z Enterprise box, so the Z Enterprise 196. Bob, is there anything else that you'd like to add? I know during our discussions a little bit earlier, you and I talked about something else.
That's right, Glinda. During our presentation tonight, we've talked about how you can look at audit information coming through from Z Linux guests. IBM's announced that a statement of direction for the first half of 2011 that they will provide Linux on X-Blades that go into the ZBX frame, which sits in the Z196 complex. And that information can also come from Linux systems as well, not only Z Linux, but also Linux. So if you've got a range of Linux systems, Z Linux under your ZVM, and Linux on your X-Blades, you can capture the same audit information in SMF, and ZSecure can report on it. Something else, if I could add at the end here, was during the course of this production of this version, we decided to try and improve the manuals a fair bit. So we have a new installation and deployment guide, which is a lot cleaner, and we've had various editors go through it to make it a lot more efficient. And something else, too, is for those in the ZVM arena, you're quite used to ISPF, but there's two flavors of ISPF. One is the one you normally associate as ISPF PDF, and we use that quite comfortably because that's got a built-in editor. But those of you that are using ISPFDM, i.e. Display Manager, this product does not have an editor. So for this release, we've added support into Z Secure Manager for RACF to use the X editor under the covers. So you won't see any additional requirements for installation, but Z Secure Manager for RACF will detect what type of ISPF is installed and use the appropriate one. And one other point is, like all IBM products these days, especially under ZOS and ZVM, we provide a IBM Support Assistant plugin. The IBM Support Assistant is available free of charge. That's an Eclipse-based product, and you'll be able to download the Z Secure Manager for RACF, ZVM's plugin into your IBM Assistant tool. What happens is when you've installed it, you can then click on the product and it will give you a range of information there, such as your home page, support page, forums, information about current service, publications, information center. And these are all clickable icons and take you into a web page when you click on it. So it's a very information-rich page, and I suspect those that use IBM products these days are quite familiar with the IBM Support Assistant. That was all I was going to add, Glenda. Thank you very much.
Oh, good. Thank you. And all of those things that Bob just talked about will make the implementation of the Z Enterprise with ZVM and Z Linux easier to implement, as well as easier to maintain and easier to configure and use across the entire Z Enterprise using ZVM and Z Linux and the other Linux environments as well. So let's go ahead to the next slide. I think it's slide number 23. It's our summary slide. So in summary, we've talked about Z Secure making or provides Z Secure administration on ZVM easier and more robust as focusing on managing the hypervisor as well. Given the synergy between Linux on System Z and ZVM, the security of many of the Linux images can be deployed in this virtual environment, in the Z Enterprise environment, and will also be enhanced by Z Secure plus the support of the Z Enterprise offering. In addition, the ease of management and auditing of the Linux and the ZVM environment, as they use RACF for authentication and resource access control. While running in that ZVM environment, there is also the authentication and auditing of the many Linux users running in each of the Linux for System Z guests, and as Bob mentioned before, the auditing capabilities of Linux running on the Z Enterprise environment. I've added the next slide to show some links where you can get more information. So let's go to the next slide, which is slide number 24. Now, these links will guide you to obtaining information on not only the Z Secure Suite, but also definitely the Z Secure Manager for RACF ZVM. You'll find benefits and features of the product, as well as a link from this page and from the other pages to white papers, articles, and even the Red Book that Bob mentioned a little bit before. Let's go to the next slide. And at this point in our hour, we're going to open it up for questions. And as a value point for this, remember, Bob is development and had a great contribution in doing the Z Secure Manager for RACF ZVM new version. So here's your chance to ask him some questions. Otherwise, you can contact me, and my email address is really quite simple. It's Glenda, G-L-I-N-D-A, at us.ibm.com. And if you forget that part, just remember to think of Glenda the Good Witch. So, Angela, our operator, can you open it up for questions now?
Thank you. We will now begin the question and answer session. If you'd like to ask a question, please press star 1. Please unmute your phone and record your first and last name. Your name is required to introduce your question. To withdraw your question, you may press star 2. Once again, if you'd like to ask a question, please press star 1.
Bob, while we're waiting for any questions, is there anything you want to add? Anything you thought of during this process?
Not really, Glenda. The product itself is available now if you order an SDO system delivery option from ZVM. Of course, it's available through the normal processes as well. And it's nice to have another nice new version up there, release up on the system delivery option for ZVM.
Really?
And
especially to take advantage of some of the capabilities that are in the new version of ZVM.
Yes, there's especially the switches and the LANs. It's getting rather complicated at times compared to the old VM. We need to keep tabs on everything that's happening there. And, of course, I find it very, very helpful just to have a VM session up there with the menu there, and if I wanted to do something, it's just quickly done, because sometimes my memory is a little bit vague on the command sequence to make a change to RACF, so it's a little bit too comfortable at times, I suspect.
Angela, do we have any questions?
No questions at this time.
Okay, good. I think I forgot to mention one of the great benefits, Bob, and actually what you just said really keyed me in on it, and that's the capability to reduce that complexity of having to learn the Z-Linux, having to learn the actual RACF commands and being able to use the screens to do that. Not only that, but it also reduces human error in doing the commands for RACF. Because sometimes it's very complex.
And not so much, complex, but also easy to make a mistake. I keep putting DU instead of LU, list user versus delete user, which can be awkward at times.
That can be painful for the user.
I have to eat humble pie.
Okay, since we don't have any more questions, and remember, if you have questions and you didn't want to ask them out loud, please contact me through my email address, and Bob and I can answer those questions for you. So at this point, thank you all for joining us today, and everyone have a great day. And Bob, thank you so very much for working on the presentation with me.
It's been very enjoyable. Thank you, Glenda.
Thank you for participating in today's conference. You may disconnect at this time.
Good job, Bob.